Hungry. I pull on my white tee as I lumber out of the bedroom, feeling completely relaxed. Just a moment ago, my wife and I had what had to be the most erotic sex of our lives. I'm still in amazement at how it finished. She has never asked me to do something so raw as coming on her before, and by the look of her as I stepped out, I doubt it will be the last time. The kids are away at her parents' for the next couple of hours. Looking around the quiet house, I decide to try and catch up on some emails. I head into the study and turn on the laptop. Probably about 10 or 15 minutes later, I notice her coming out of the bedroom. I am focused on a particular thought when I hear her pour a glass of water in the kitchen. From where I'm sitting, I can see most of the kitchen, so I instinctively glance over. Her back is to me, but I can see her gorgeous figure wrapped in her favorite robe. It's a dark maroon short robe that barely reaches far enough down to cover her shapely butt. I've always liked that robe on her. If we hadn't just had sex earlier, I would have definitely got up from my chair right then, but I figured she must be kind of tired now. Hey, gorgeous. I see you finally recovered enough to come out. Would you mind bringing me some of that water, please? It just occurred to me how thirsty I am. She starts refilling the glass as I turn my focus back to the email in front of me. She doesn't say anything as she walks over. I turn my head to thank her as she hands me the water, and she smiles back before moving behind me to start rubbing my shoulders. Wow, that feels really good, I say. You earned it, stud. I don't know. It seems like most of the credit goes to you. Did you plan that this whole time? What? The big finish? No, that was an impulse in the moment. She continues rubbing my shoulders for a bit as I down the water and start typing away. I feel my stomach growl slightly, which reminds me that we haven't eaten dinner yet, and we have to pick up the kids in an hour. What do you want to do for dinner, sweetie? I can go grab some takeout real quick. She waits for a moment before she responds. I'm pretty hungry, but not for dinner, she says as she reaches over my shoulders, rubbing her hands down my chest. I can feel her soft breasts pressing against me as her hands wander downward. She leans her mouth close to my ear. Have you had enough time to recover, she says suggestively. Do you think you can perform again for me? Her hands are on my crotch now, and she gently massages my dick over my gym shorts. I can feel my heart starting to beat faster at that sudden change in events. I've forgotten what I was doing. For some reason, I can't find any words to say. This is the last thing I expected so soon after our previous session. Thankfully, my dick does the talking for me as it starts to grow, pushing my shorts up as if trying to reach back to her hands. She pulls my head around to meet her lips and plants a slow, seductive kiss. Oh my, it seems you are a stud after all. I'm glad to see that, because I didn't get enough that first time. That smooth dick of yours is intoxicating, and I want more. What has come over this woman? I'm still speechless. The last time was all about you. This time it's going to be for me. I plan to ride that slick cock of yours until I'm satisfied, and you're not allowed to come until I say so. That shouldn't be hard given the mess you made on me earlier. Is that clear, stud? I nod my head with what must be a stupid look on my face as she spins my chair around to face her. She grabs the bottom of my shirt and starts pulling it up. Snapping out of my trance, I help her get it off over my head. Then she kneels in front of me and shoots me a sly smile as she reaches her hand up the leg of my shorts. She finds my waiting dick drawing to attention and gives it a few strokes with her hand. This is exactly what I need. Let's give it a little room to stretch. She pulls her hand out and starts tugging my shorts down from the waistband. I lift my hips some to make it easier. She promptly pulls them down my legs, lifting the front up to free my eager cock. I can see some of her supple breasts down the front of her robe as she briefly licks her lips. Then I lose sight as she engulfs my dick in her mouth. How did I get so lucky? It is clear she is in charge tonight. I relax back into the chair as she slowly works her mouth up and down, using just the right amount of tongue pressure to maximize my pleasure. I was hesitant about getting my dick and balls waxed last week, but it was clearly worth it. She has given me oral in the past, but never with this much vigor. She keeps going for another minute or so, though I have no freaking concept of time right now. When she frees my dick from her mouth, she inspects it firmly and slowly, stroking it with her expert hands. Then she looks up at me. "That should do nicely." She stands up, grabs my hand, and pulls me from the chair. Still holding my hand, she turns around and leads me out into the living area. Next, she turns me around to face her in front of the couch and firmly pushes down on my shoulders until I sit. There I am, naked on the couch, as she stands in front of me still wrapped in a robe. She takes my hand and guides it between her thighs, where I find her moist pussy greeting me. Taking the hint, I start firmly massaging my fingers over her eager lips. I can feel her engorged clit and give it some much-needed attention. The look on her face tells me she approves as I start applying more pressure. "That feels so good," she moans. Taking the initiative, I push my first two fingers inside her and massage her sweet spot. "Oh, yes. Keep doing that, baby." As I keep it up, I reach my other hand up her thigh and under her robe, caressing her ass. My heart is pounding in anticipation. My dick feels so hard right now, but I can tell that I'm going to last for a while. She pushes my hands back as she puts first one knee and then the other on the couch, straddling my thighs. She looks hungrily down at my stiff cock, as if she's savoring the sight of it. "That cock looks so good. Remember, you don't come until I say you can." I answer her with a passion-filled kiss to her mouth. With our lips locked, she raises herself above me and with her hand guides my dick into her waiting pussy. She releases our kiss as she pushes herself down. She goes down slowly, gently, working herself down my shaft. The feeling of her wet pussy inching down my cock is euphoric. Once she makes it all the way down, she pauses for a moment to breathe deeply and to take it all in. Then she starts to rock back and forth slowly. I can tell it's going to be a slow burn. As she continues to rock, I explore her body with my hands. I reach inside her robe and find her nipples tight at attention. I need to see her beautiful tits. So while she works my dick, I push the silky fabric over her shoulders and down her arms. As I do, she pulls her arms out of the sleeves and lets the garment puddle around her. Then she starts rocking harder against me. Now her tits are finally free, and I reach up to embrace them in my hands. She puts one of her hands over the back of mine, as if to approve, and keeps rocking. "Fuck, you're hot. Does it feel good? Do you like my huge boner inside you?" Her eyes are closed, lost entirely in the pleasure building up inside her. She starts rocking a little faster. "Uh-huh, so good. It feels really, really good," she utters. She opens her eyes for a moment and catches me staring lustily at her heaving breasts. Reading my mind, she puts a hand under one and lifts it towards me as she brings my head closer to her. She presses her nipple up to my lips, and I greedily take it. I keep my mouth firmly pressed to her as I pork my tongue around her nipple. "Yes, keep doing that," she whispers. I pull the robe completely off her and wrap my hands around her ass as she rides me. I continue happily working her nipple for a time, then switched to the other one. Not long after, she puts her hands on my shoulders and switches from rocking to moving up and down my shaft. My crotch is soaked in her juices as she gets a rhythm and picks up the pace. I'm no longer able to keep her bouncing tits in my mouth, so I lean back and start thrusting up to meet her as she slides down. We keep this up for a minute or so until she stops to catch her breath. I savor the sight of her. Her face and chest drip with sweat. She is beautiful and erotic. "You finish?" I asked her. "No. It feels good, but it's just, I need a new angle. Wait here a minute." She lifts herself off me. My cock is glistening in her juices as she walks to the table and carries a chair over in front of me. She turns it around so that it faces away. Then she turns her back to me and lifts one leg onto the couch, and then the other. She is kneeling over me, this time straddling me in reverse. Using the back of the chair to steady herself, she grabs my dick again and lowers back down. This time, she gets all the way down in one motion. Firmly holding on to the chair, she starts steadily riding up and down my cock. I grab her hips to help guide her and thrust up to meet her. We find a good rhythm. Then she picks up the pace as the sound of her bodies slapping against each other fills the room. Oh yeah, That's good. I'm getting close, baby. Fueled by the encouraging words, I pull down hard on her hips and thrust harder into her, getting my cock as deep inside as I can. She starts letting out little gasps in time to my thrust. Yes. Keep doing that. I feel her pussy clamp around my dick as she comes hard. I keep pounding up into her as she rides her orgasm. My own builds up from my balls. "I'm getting close, babe," I warn her. "Don't stop. Keep going. I feel another one coming. I want to feel you come inside me." I keep thrusting with reckless abandon. The whole room smells of sweat and sex, and my wife's tits are flying up and down as I batter her pussy with my raging hard-on. Finally, I feel it overwhelm me, and I release my load inside of her as I continue thrusting hard against her. She moans loudly as her third orgasm of the night hits her. I give her a few more slow, firm thrusts, squeezing as much cum as I can into her hungry pussy. Then we both collapse backward onto the couch. Her back is against my chest, my spent dick throbbing inside her. I wrap my arms around her and hold her breasts as we both catch our breath. Occasionally, I give her a small thrust to savor the feeling. Finally, my dick softens and comes free from her. My crotch is coated with my jizz and her juice. "That was amazing. Again," I say in between breaths. "You were incredible, babe," she replies. "You really earned that stud title tonight." I look up at the clock. We have to pick the kids up in 45 minutes. We better get ourselves and this place cleaned up. She smiles at me and plants a long kiss on my mouth. Before I left the room, I called my mom and asked if they could let the kids sleep there tonight. "You should go take a short nap and recharge, because I'm not done with you tonight, stud." My God, who is this woman? Suddenly she blurts out, "Oh God, I'm freaking starving for real." "For food this time," I joke. She laughs. I clean myself up some while she heads into the shower. Once I get my clothes back on, I head out to get some takeout. I am truly a blessed man, and I'm definitely going to need some of that food and a nap to make it through the rest of this night.